And I'll take a look at sports this morning here on KJAN. Starting off with high school basketball. Last night at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, a couple of state championships were decided in classes 1A and 2A. And in the 2A championship, it was a team from Western Iowa picking up a state title for the first time as Nolan Chapman scored 17 points and Trainer rallied from 11-point deficit in the second half to beat Iowa City Regina 51-46 last night and win the Class 2A state championship. Trainer got back in it by trapping Regina's guards to force turnovers. They took the lead for good at 46-44 when Matt Deichler went up in a crowd to score on a putback with 2:24 left. The Cardinals then made 5 of 6 free throws to wrap it up and claim their first championship in their 14th trip to state. Jacob Flathers added 14 points and 11 rebounds for Trainer. Trey Robinson scored 13 points. Deichler finished with 5. Drew Cook led Regina, who finishes at 22-5 on the year, with 23 points, including 5-4-6 three-pointer shooting. But that wasn't enough to give the Regals their 6th state title they were searching for, and Trainer picks up that 2A championship. Congratulations there to the Cardinals. A great accomplishment. Camden Kickbush scored 20 points, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck capped a perfect season by beating Maple Valley Anthon Odo 64-52 last night to win the Class 1A state championship. All-tournament captain Joe Smolt and Zach Pierce added 10 points each for Gladbrook Rhinebeck, who finished at 28-0. They shot 61% from the field in that game and took control with a 14-0 run in the first half and never let up. Kickbush hit 3 three-pointers in that run and finished 4-for-5 from long range. Maple Valley Anthon Odo finishes at 26-2 on the year. In that game, they had 26 points from Corey Kuhlman, but couldn't overcome the Rebels' torrid shooting and its own second quarter cold spell. Sean Flanagan scored 13 for the Rams and Derek Kearns at 11. The Rams made 6 of their first 7 shots, but missed 11 in a row during that Gladbrook Rhinebeck second quarter outburst, and they never recovered from that drought. Other games that went on yesterday at the state tournament, a couple of consolation games. In Class 1A, it was Earlham defeating Danville 63-52 to take the third place spot. And in Class 2A, the consolation matchup, Pella Christian defeated Applington Parkersburg 64-51. The 4A semifinals also took place yesterday as North Scott defeated Iowa City West 57-51, and Pleasant Valley was a 42-40 winner over Des Moines Hoover. The schedule for today will now see the Class 3A and 4A games wrap up. The first game of the day will be at noon today in Class 3A with the consolation as Williamsburg will face Cedar Rapids Xavier. And then coming up at 1:45 this afternoon, the Class 4A consolation, Iowa City West will take on Des Moines Hoover. And then the championships later on tonight at 6:05 tonight in Class 3A, it's Lamar's facing Dubuque Wallert. And then it will also be a 4A championship to finish off the state tournament run as North Scott will take on Pleasant Valley. That'll be about 8:05 tip time tonight at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Moving on to college hoops, the Iowa State Cyclones continue to have very exciting finishes as they rallied from a double-digit deficit for a 4th straight game and then watched Oklahoma's Ryan Spangler miss a point-blank layup at the buzzer that gave the Cyclones a 67-65 victory over the number 15 Sooners in the Big 12 tournament semifinals last night. George Niang had 13 points, including a late free throw. He missed 1 out of 2 late to make it a 2-point game before that last Oklahoma possession. Jameel McKay had 12 points and Monte Morris had 11 for the second-seeded Cyclones, who needed a buzzer beater to beat Texas in the quarterfinals on Thursday. The defending champions will now play number 9 Kansas, the top seed in the tournament, for the title on tonight. Buddy Hield had 16 points to lead the Sooners, who blew an early 11-point lead but still had plenty of chances down the stretch to win the game. Isaiah Cousins had 14, Tashawn Thomas and Jordan Woodard added 13 apiece for the Sooners, who still haven't played for the Big 12 tournament title since 2003. And the Cyclones and the Jayhawks will square off in that championship game, sure to be a raucous atmosphere at the Sprint Center in Kansas City with both fan bases, great traveling crews, and I'm sure they'll have a packed house for that here tonight. That's a 5 o'clock tip time here this evening. Other tournament action from yesterday in college hoops: in the American Athletic Conference, in the quarterfinals, it was SMU over East Carolina 74-68, Temple beat Memphis 80-75, Tulsa over Houston 59-51, and UConn got a buzzer-beating three-pointer by Ryan Boatwright to beat Cincinnati 57-54. Many believe that the defending national champion UConn Huskies need to win that AAC conference tournament in order to make the tournament field this year. In the Atlantic 10 Conference quarterfinals, it was Davidson over LaSalle 67-66. Dayton beat St. Bonaventure 75-71. Rhode Island was a 71-58 winner over George Washington, and VCU was a 70-67 winner over Richmond. In the ACC semifinals, a couple of upsets yesterday as North Carolina knocked off Virginia 71-67 behind Marcus Page in a nice late bucket for him to help seal the win. Notre Dame was a 74-64 winner over Duke as they held off a rally from the Blue Devils in the second half to get the win. Made a lot of great shots, forced Duke into a lot of different defensive sets, and the Fighting Irish move on. So it'll be North Carolina-Notre Dame in the ACC final here tonight. In the Big East Conference semifinals, it was Villanova over Providence, 63-61. Xavier was a 65-63 winner over Georgetown. We mentioned Iowa State and Kansas will play for the Big 12 title tonight. The other semifinal yesterday was Kansas defeating Baylor, 62-52. The Big Ten Conference quarterfinals took place yesterday. Maryland topped Indiana, 75-69. Michigan State a winner over Ohio State, 76-67. It was Purdue over Penn State, 64-59, as Purdue had a rally there late to get that win. And Wisconsin was a 71-60 winner over Michigan. So today's semifinals will feature Maryland and Michigan State and Purdue versus Wisconsin there in Big Ten play. In the Pac-12 Conference semifinals, Oregon beat Utah 67-64, and Arizona was a 70-64 winner over UCLA, setting up Oregon-Arizona in the finals there in the Pac-12. And in the SEC quarterfinals yesterday, it was Arkansas over Tennessee, 80-72. Auburn went to overtime to beat LSU in a wild game, 73-70. Georgia was a 74-62 winner over South Carolina. And Kentucky fought off an early strong start by Florida and ended up rallying to win big, 64-49. So Georgia, Kentucky, Arkansas, Auburn will meet in the SEC semifinals here today. In the NBA yesterday, it was Charlotte over Chicago 101-91. Philadelphia beat Sacramento 114-107. Toronto was a 102-92 winner over Miami. Boston beat Orlando 95-88. Oklahoma City topped Minnesota 113-99. Dallas beat the Clippers 129-99. It was Denver over Golden State 114-103. Atlanta beat Phoenix 96-87. And Portland a 118-99 winner over Detroit. In the National Hockey League last night, Dallas over Washington 4-2. It was Columbus, a shootout winner over Edmonton 5-4. Ottawa beat the Islanders 2-1. It was Anaheim over Minnesota 2-1. And Calgary 6-3 over Toronto. With that Anaheim win, they move back into the top spot for points in the NHL. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed long snapper James Winchester to a 2-year contract. Yet another move in what has turned out into a massive roster overhaul this offseason. The signing on Friday came one day after the Chiefs traded a fifth-round draft pick to New Orleans for Pro Bowl offensive guard Bid Grubbs and signed offensive lineman Paul Fanica for a former Cardinals starter. Kansas City also signed wide receiver Jeremy Maclin and safety Tavon Branch this week and released veteran wide receiver Dwayne Bowe in a cost-saving move. Kansas City now has three long snappers on the roster in Winchester, Brandon Hartson, and Jordan Hughes, which means the club appears to be moving on from the incumbent Thomas Gafford. And the Pittsburgh Steelers and quarterback Ben Roethlisberger have agreed to a new 5-year contract. The 33-year-old Roethlisberger passed for 32 touchdowns and a career-high 4,952 yards last season, breaking his own team record and tying Drew Brees for the NFL lead. He hasn't missed a start since 2012 while developing a rhythm in Todd Haley's dynamic offense. And the Dallas Cowboys have inked running back Darren McFadden to a 2-year deal a day after DeMarco Murray bolted for the Eagles. McFadden has been a bust in Oakland since the Raiders drafted him fourth overall in 2008, averaging just 606 rushing yards a season, mostly due to a lot of injuries. His deal reportedly is worth up to $5.9 million. In baseball, Texas Rangers ace Yu Darvish will have season-ending Tommy John surgery next week. An MRI last week revealed a partially torn ligaments and inflammation after Darvish felt tightness in his triceps while warming up for his spring training debut. So he'll be out 12 to 15 months. Kevin Harvick has continued his exceptional start to the Sprint Cup season by winning the pole for Sunday's race at Phoenix. And also in golf, Brendan DeJong is the leader midway through the PGA's Valspar Championship in Florida. He fired a 269 for a 600 total, one stroke ahead of Jordan Spieth. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.